When Hippo Gets Angry. Written by Gemma Carey and narrated by Andrew James Roberts. A long way from here, in a wide, shallow pool, lie a pod of happy hippos, all keeping cool. They roll and they wallow, they pace the riverbeds, and when it's time for air, they raise their glossy heads. Here's the youngest hippo, and that's her hippo mum. But why's the little hippo calf looking quite so glum? I'm sad to say our hippo calf's a grumpy little thing. She's angered very easily, by almost anything. She will not brush her teeth without putting up a fight. She will not eat her dinner up unless it's just right. She's nowhere to be found when it's time for her to sleep. Instead, she finds a hiding place and sulks there in the deep. One day at the hippo pod, it's time for junior school. Humph, goes little hippo as she storms around the pool. They're practicing for sports day, says her weary mum. Come on, little hippo, I know that you'll have fun. Mum starts walking quietly while little hippo wallows. Eventually, in quite a grump, our little hippo follows. A little way along the road, they reach our hippo's school. Mummy gives her girl a kiss, then heads back to her pool. First, it's time for running, and Cheetah soon declares that he's the fastest runner. You're not, our hippo blares. They have a race and Cheetah wins. Then Hippo gets so cross. Instead of shaking Cheetah's paw, she won't admit she lost. Next, it's time for swimming and Crocky soon declares that she's the fastest swimmer. Well, Hippo simply glares. They have a race and Crocky wins. Then Hippo's in a grump. Huff, she goes. And stamps her feet. Thump, thump, thump. I want to be the fastest. I want to beat the rest. I hate being a hippo. I want to be the best. Oh, stop it, says an elephant, a fed-up friend at school. She dunks her trunk and sucks up water from a nearby pool. I bet you can't do this, she says and swings her trunk. Swoosh! She sprays the cranky hippo's face with one colossal whoosh. Everything goes quiet. Then everybody laughs. Everyone, that is, except our little hippo calf. Elephant and Crocky, Hyena and Kudu. Everyone is laughing. Snake and Cheetah too. Hippo cannot stand it. She's so mad at them all. She plods and clomps until she stomps right out of the school. Why am I so angry? She bellows at the sky. I feel so cross I might just pop. Why? Just then, little hippo hears a strange new sound. A hooty-tooty honky croak. She glances all around. Just as she's returning to a great big strop, a heron swoops down and lands with a plop.
What a lot of noise, he says. My. I heard all that shouting. Your anger reached the sky. Do you know what I do when I'm getting in a flap? I stop the anger in its tracks, or else I know I'll snap. Take a long, deep breath, then breathe out really slowly.
Little Hippo looks at him and says, Please, can you show me? The pair breathe in and out while they slowly count to 10. Then steadily and quietly, they do it all again.
Another thing that helps is to pull a funny face. Or like you've done today, go and find a quiet place. Think about what made you cross and try to talk it through. Understanding why is an important thing to do.
I like to win, says Hippo, but I just want to have fun. Instead, I end up getting mad, annoying everyone.
We'll have some fun, says Heron. You just come with me. They head out to the river and devise their plan with glee. Before long, there's an audience who can't believe their eyes. They've never seen a surfing bird. What a great surprise.
Hippo pops up from below and gives them all a grin, explains that she is sorry and she just wanted to win. A long way from here, in a happy hippo huddle, a mummy and her calf share a very special cuddle. The youngest hippo smiles. She's calm because she knows that she can stop her angriness before it grows and grows. Now, when she gets cross, she breathes and counts to 10. And Heron watches from afar and visits now and then.